It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out how Milwaukee's downtown stacked up in a recent report, comparing it to other cities of a similar size around the country.
First, Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee concluded their deliberation of budget changes to the UW system on Friday.
They agreed to cut the UW system budget by $250 million. That's $50 million less than Governor Walker's original proposal. They also voted to remove tenure protections from state law.
While Republicans gave the university more freedom in areas including building project management, they rejected Walker's proposal to create a new UW authority. Here with us now to talk about reactions so far to those decisions is Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Well, Republicans had discussed reducing the cut to the UW system. Is $50 million about what was expected? Is the number a surprise?
It did not surprise me. I can't speak for anybody else. Republican leaders had always said that their big priorities were not raising taxes and increasing funding for, compared to the governor's budget, for K through 12 schools. So, you know, given that there wasn't a lot of extra money in the budget, I did not expect them to be able to do much more for the UW. In fact, I was a little surprised they did that much. I mean, I'm neither praising nor criticizing them, just saying that it was about what was expected.
And what was the Democratic response to that $50 million reduction?
Obviously, they didn't feel that was sufficient. Their position is that the university over the next 2 years will be cut by $250 million in the midst of an economic expansion. They would rather see the state take steps like accepting federal health care money for our programs for the needy and using that money to offset the university cuts.
Now, obviously, there was accord amongst Republicans on the budget committee, but what about among rank-and-file Republicans? Were they on board with those cuts?
Well, I mean, obviously, if there was not concern about the impact of a $300 million cut, you wouldn't have seen them scale back the size of the cut because, you know, whether or not you feel that $50 million is enough, it certainly is not. The budget is certainly tight, given the overall decisions that Republicans have made stick with their past tax cuts and to not take other things, you know, certain other things like taking federal health care money. There isn't a lot of extra money in the budget, so they would not have directed it to the university if they didn't feel that the $300 million was too much.
And President Ray Cross has responded. What did he say?
Well, I mean, you know, he largely praised what they did for reducing the cut. He also, we can talk a little bit about some of the other changes. He said some things about some of the other changes, which include taking tenure requirements out of state law, as well as certain requirements to give faculty and students a direct say in how the universities are run.
We're talking right now with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Jason Stein about the Joint Finance Committee's decisions about the UW system made last Friday. And other big news out of that Friday meeting, decisions on taking tenure out of state law. What happened there, Jason?
Right. So right now, Wisconsin has our tenure requirements for professors put in state law. You know, that lays out a process whereby professors can get, you know, essentially a lifetime or a career appointment at a state university. They can be fired for cause, but there's a whole process involved with that. And what the Joint Finance Committee did is took those rules out of state law. They said that the UW Board of Regents can enact can, you know, put in place the same rules if they want to, but obviously going forward, it would be easier for the Board of Regents to make that change than it would be to get state law changed, which is always quite a bit of work.
Now, most of the Board of Regents appointed by the governor, given that, are they likely to restore tenure?
You know, Ray Cross has said that they would. Now, has he said that they would restore it with absolutely no changes between, you know, from what we have now? That's not clear to me. You know, if they did, they could still at any time in the future, you know, presumably they could in the future change, you know, aspects of tenure. So, I mean, obviously, although we're not expecting big changes immediately, it certainly sends the message now that changes are a little more on the table than they've been in the past.
Now, was this something that had been originally proposed by Governor Walker in his first proposal?
More or less, because if you'll recall, what the governor wanted to do, he wanted to spin the UW off as a private, you know, we call it a private authority, which is just a fancy word for kind of a quasi-state body instead of just a regular old state agency like it is now, more or less. When he did that, as part of that, he repealed a lot of things in state law that were there, you know, saying how the university was going to be run, and had said that his intention was to let the Board of Regents decide those things. So, and he did that for tenure and, you know, what we call shared government governance for faculty and students. So he did do something that's essentially the same in his budget.
Now, how does that provision for tenure encoded in state law compare with other states?
So Republicans have said that it's unusual to have tenure in state law as opposed to, you know, just in the university rules or something like that. That's something I know that our PolitiFact team, I think, is looking at. I don't have our own backstop look at that right at this moment. You know, I think some people will still look at it either way from the standpoint of how was it in Wisconsin previously and how will it be going forward.
Now, given that the public authority seemed to have been off the table for a while with the Joint Finance Committee, was it unusual to include a non-fiscal item like removing tenure from state law unusual?
Was it unusual? No. I mean, in the sense that the budget is always loaded with policy items, no matter who's in power. Now, to say that it's, you know, business as usual, some people are going to see that as okay, it's normal. Other people are going to dislike the way the budget bill is handled in general, and this is going to be, you know, one more item in the list of things they don't like.
And how did the Joint Finance Committee settle proposed changes to shared governance, another issue on the table?
Again, this is a little more complicated, but I think we can shorthand it by saying the committee gave the Board of Regents and chancellors more authority, more leeway to decide how campuses will be run going forward. They won't have all the same requirements in state law to consult and, you know, in some cases, adhere to things that faculty and students choose to do.
And Jason, some Republicans have argued that Jim Doyle, former governor, also made similar cuts to the UW system during his time as governor, and that Democrats didn't make a big deal about it then. Is that a fair comparison to the situation now?
Well, you know, I'll let you and your listeners decide that. I mean, I can tell you that he absolutely did sign cuts in the budget of a similar size to the UW system. That was 12 years ago now. So that much is similar. He did not put in place a tuition freeze like the budget bill has. So campuses made up part of that amount with an increase on tuition on students and families in the state. Also, at that time, the state was in a recession or dealing with the aftermath of a recession, just as it was 4 years ago when Governor Walker did, you know, a similar cut as part of the state budget. So now we're in a time of economic expansion. We're also in a time where the university has already had, you know, two sizable cuts to its operations that have not entirely been, you know, made up for by some of the other years in between. So, you know, you can look at this, there are similarities and there are also differences.
Jason, thanks a lot for talking today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the Joint Finance Committee's decisions about the UW system made last Friday.